In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with you.
Coming together as God's family with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dispensation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him anything. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying of hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now, the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called to one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you did not give me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returned, you swallowed up your property with prostitutes. For him you slaughtered the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours, but now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
"Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends." "It's not fair," is heard from the back of the car when the squabbling siblings argue over a seat by the window. "It's not fair," is the cry from the funeral home when someone we love dies too young. Why isn't life fair? Why do some people get the breaks while others get broken? Why do some people live long, healthy lives while eating fried foods, while others die young even though they exercised regularly and ate only bran and raw vegetables. It just isn't fair, is it? Let's look more closely at the gospel. We may have a surprise in store. God does not give any of us what we deserve in life. God gives us more. In the gospel lesson today, Jesus told the immortal story of the prodigal son who received grace and was welcomed home with a party from the very father he had scorned. Did this son get what he deserved? Of course not. The elder son did not get what he deserved either. Although the older son complained bitterly to the merciful father for the unfairness of grace extended to the sinful younger brother, the elder brother revealed in his complaining that his motives had not been pure either. Though he had stayed at home, his heart was in a far country from the merciful heart of his father. All he could think of was his preference for his friends, the party he thought he deserved from his father, and the greed that caused him to calculate the inheritance before his father's death. When the older brother refused to attend the party of grace for his younger brother, the father should have come outside and given him a stern sermon or worse. Instead, the father loves both of his sinful sons. And the parable ends with the father out in the cold, urging the older brother to join in the joy meant for them both. So it is true that life is not fair. We do not get what we deserve. We get more. That is the reason we thank God that He has not given us justice. Aren't you glad that all of us live and die in the hands of God, who loves mercy so much that He even violates the universal desire for fairness? Allow me the following observations. No matter how many times we leave the Father's house and get lost, He is there for us, inviting us to return home. The sheep who was lost probably had a propensity to wander off, and more than likely wandered off again a second time. The woman who lost a coin would probably search hard for other coins that might get lost in the dusty floors of her home. She will sweep again to find them. The prodigal son probably had another chance to lose favor with his father, even though he had been forgiven earlier by him. No matter how often the sheep is lost, the coin is lost, the son is lost, the unconditional love of our merciful God is there to welcome them. The sheep is not told in so many words, if you get lost again, you're headed for the barbecue. The coin is not told, if you get lost again, I'm not going to go looking for you. And the son is not told, if you wander off again, don't bother coming back. Life is not fair at all. Thanks be to God. Let us continue our prayer. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possession of our minds and bodies so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.